Tobias, first off, any damage to the hospital tonight with the storm?
Well, at this point, Brad, we're still assessing to see if there's any exterior damage to the hospital. We are out of power right now. We are running off generator power. We're still assessing to see damage. We don't think there's any damage to the hospital at this point, but we'll still be searching.
Okay. What about you were telling me before we got on the air, you were able to take some of the patients from Hiram Shattuck. Is that correct?
Yeah. So once the situation at Hiram Shattuck developed, I believe they started taking on water. Was the report I got when I got here, and so we have taken on 10 of their patients. The other 50 that were reported were taken at various other nursing homes throughout the community. But we're able, just in kind of a holding capacity, to be able to take those 10 patients for Hiram Shattuck. None of them really came in with any additional injuries or anything. To report, it's more of just a safety and precaution thing for them.
Injuries? Have you treated anybody else that's been injured in the storm?
At this point, we're still assessing. I've not gotten any reports that we've had any additional injuries from the storm. We kind of expect that those things will start to trickle in. The hospital did originally announce a code yellow, which is where we established an incident command. They have since kind of called that off, but we are going to keep our media relations and resource hub running through for as long as we need it here as things start to develop.
Tobias, of course, tornado warning, a scary situation. What happens at Baxter Regional Medical Center when you have a tornado warning issued?
Yeah, at the point that there's a tornado, you know, we get storm updates on, you know, thunderstorm warnings and then tornado warnings. And at the point that there's an impact or something happens that requires, you know, staff to come in, we'll call a code yellow to set up an incident command. And that's whenever the hospital staff and stuff will start to report. Again, they did call the code yellow, but then they called it off. But we do still have staff reporting to kind of help as we continue to kind of evaluate the situation.
What happens around the hospital itself? I mean, obviously, you can't move everybody out of rooms and things. What happens at the hospital?
Right now, you know, we have nurses walking throughout the floors. The additional staff that come in to walk the floors, they just try to keep the patients calm and comfortable, and try to make sure that, you know, the most immediate needs are addressed. As of right now, everything seems to be running pretty smoothly. With all the additional staff that are reported. But, you know, like I said, we'll continue to keep an eye on it through the night.
You bet. Tobias, anything else you need to mention tonight?
No, just a tough time in the Ozarks tonight. You know, just ask for everybody's continued support and community and prayers, and we'll keep you updated if any developments happen over here.
That's great. Tobias, hey, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tobias Pugsley this evening, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And again, as of right now, no damage being reported to Baxter Regional Medical Center. Obviously, good news there. And even better news, the fact that they've not seen any injuries from the storms. That is huge news tonight, considering especially the damage there at Hiram Shattuck's.